live from News 88.7 in Houston. I'm Gayle DeLauder. There's a clash between Mayor Whitmire and City Controller Chris Hollins. That's as Hollins warns overtime spending and the police, fire, and solid waste departments could run about $50 million over budget. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh tells us it comes as the city faces a huge budget deficit.
Hollins points out the overtime spending so far this year is actually in line with the previous 5 years, but the administration presented an overly optimistic budget last year.
We're now looking at draining our fund balance an additional $50+ million because we'd rather ignore basic facts than make hard decisions.
Whitmire points out year-to-year spending is trending down as departments look to cut back on overtime.
There's a lot of good news coming out of each of the departments, and we will have a balanced budget without raising taxes this spring.
He said the same thing last year. There was no tax hike, but the city now faces a $127 million deficit. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
In his first major vote since taking office earlier this week, Houston Congressman Christian Menefee voted against a $1 trillion spending package to keep the government open. The deal funds the Department of Homeland Security through February 13th while lawmakers negotiate immigration spending. Menefee says he wants to decrease ICE funding.
I believe that we should be stripping ICE down to the studs. And what Republicans are trying to do is simply hand them a blank check.
Menefee called for wholesale immigration reform. He also wants Secretary Kristi Noem to leave DHS. Our full interview with Menefee is at HoustonPublicMedia.org. Manufacturing company Siemens is expanding in the region. It's now upgrading facilities in Deer Park and Northwest Houston. It's part of Siemens' billion-dollar expansion across the U.S. Clear skies tonight, breezy, overnight low around 41 degrees. And for Thursday, sunny skies, high around 62. I'm Gayle DeLauder, News 88.